Parshas Yisroi. We find Yisroi comes to Moshe Rabbeinu to the Midbar. Moshe Rabbeinu greets Yisroi and he begins to tell him an entire speech, an entire geschichte, story, everything that happened to Klal Yisroel. Yisaper Moshe l'choisnoi, this is in Perik Yud Ches, Pasuk Ches, that Moshe Rabbeinu says over to Yisroel, everything that happened to Klal Yisroel. Sapit Moshe l'choisnoi, eis pash osa Hashem l'pari l'betrayim al oidis Yisroel, it's called Hatlo Hashem Atzosim Baderech by Atzilei Hashem. What exactly did he tell him? It says the Pasuk Eis Kol Asher Os Hashem, everything. What's called everything? Ma Kavana, everything. It's a very big statement. I tell you everything. So what does a person say when you say that? But tell me what? And so just don't say everything. How long? A long time. So what does a person say? How long? Doesn't say in the Pasuk. So Rashi says, Eiz kol atlo shal hayom v'shal hamolek. Rashi says that he taught him and he told him about Kriyas Yamsuf and Melchemes Hamolek. That's what he told him. This is how Rashi learns. Eitz kol ashos Hashem l'pari l'mitzrayim. He taught him about Kriyas Yamsuf and Melchemes Hamolek. Why is Moshe Rabbeinu telling him this? So Rashi says, Limshoich es liboy l'karvoy l'tayra. This was to draw him to Torah, to mekarevim. So he told him, oh, everything that happened, whoo! And this was supposed to move him and excite him to mekarev him to Torah. The Brisker Rav says a different pshat, Ayisaper Moshe, because there's a mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is Sipru B'chol Nifla'isa, that you have to say over Hashem's miracles. And that's a form of thanking Hashem. How do you thank Hashem for a miracle? By praising Him for that miracle. So how is Moshe Rabbeinu going to be Mekayem Sifru Kol Nifla'isa? Everybody was there, they all saw it. So he found somebody who wasn't there, who didn't see it, Yisroel. So right away, he, so to speak in English, unleashed on him the entire story of Kriyas Yamsuf and Melchemes Hamolek. So these are two pshat. Either to be mekarev him, or what the kavana was to say over the praises of Hashem. It's interesting. There's a machloikis when Yisroi came. According to one man, the Omar, in the Gemara, Yisroi came before Matan Torah. According to one another man, the Omar, Yisroi came after Matan Torah. Says the Ramban, Perik Yud Ches Pasuk Aleph, if you learn that Yisroi came before Matan Torah, so that's why Moshe Rabbeinu didn't tell him over about Matan Torah. But if you learn that Yisroel came after Matan Torah, so Yisroel didn't see Matan Torah, so why does Moshe Rabbeinu not tell him the miracles of Matan Torah? This is the Ramban's question. According to the Manda Omar, according to the opinion in the Gemara that Yisroel came after Matan Torah, so he never saw the whole story of Matan Torah. Why didn't he tell him that story? Asked the Ramban. So the Ramban says that could be he did. Because it says in the Pasuk, that Yisrael went El Hamidbar, Asher Hu Chaynesh. Yikach Yisrael Chizur Zarkalos, huh? The Lashon of the Pasuk over there. And he answers, he says that actually the Pasuk what is he trying to say? This is going back on Har Sinai. And the answer is that this is what Moshe was telling him. He was trying to tell him, Taka, the story about Har Sinai. So it's trying to say that actually Yisrael was moved by Matan Torah. Because it says he went to the Midbar, to the desert, Asher Hu Chaynesham, Haralikim, that the mountain of Hashem is there. So obviously he came for what reason? Because he was moved by Har Sinai. But that still doesn't explain the second part of the question. Why did Moshe tell it to him? Why did Moshe not specifically tell him all this? You understand the question? Let me repeat it again. I wasn't so clear, so I'll repeat it one more time. What did Yisroi hear? And what did Yisroi get information told from Moshe Rabbeinu? So it says clearly, Vayishma Yisroi, what did he hear? He heard Kriyas Yamsuf Melchemes HaMalek. The Rambam wants to know if he came after Matan Torah, why doesn't it say that he also heard about Matan Torah? Second of all, why does Moshe Rabbeinu not tell him about Matan Torah? So the Ramban says, you know what? The Pasuk says that Yisrael went al hamakom asher chaynesham har elokim. So obviously, part of what he heard, why he came, was har elokim asher hu chaynesham. But the Ramban doesn't answer. Why is it that Moshe doesn't tell him that? Why does Moshe Rabbeinu only tell him about Kriyas Yamsuf and Melchemes HaMalek? Now the truth is, there is a little bit of a Rashi that has to be learnt, where Rashi implies that actually Moshe Rabbeinu did tell him about Matan Torah. Why? Because it says Moshe spoke to him, and right afterwards it says, Vayichad Yisrael, Pasuk Tes. Yisrael became hurt. According to one Man D'Omer, it means happy. One Pashup Shad, according to Pashup, means happy. But according to what Rashi says, Nasim Sari Chidudim Chidudim, gave him a little bit of a sharp edge. What's Kala Toiva? They heard all the goods of Rashi. Toiva's Haman. Ve'a Be'er. What's the next word in Rashi? Ve'a Toira. So you see clearly that the Vayichad Yisrael was about Matan Toira. Something about Torah. I don't know if it's Mamish Matan Torah, but something about Torah. And this is right after Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to him. The stomach, he spoke to him about what? About the Torah as well. You see the Rashi? Very interesting Rashi. Surprisingly, the Ramban doesn't bring this Rashi. I don't know why. He may believe there's no such Rashi. There's a Rashi. No? Okay. You want to hear again? Okay, I don't mind telling you again. Ready? Mr. Keiko, thank you. You should be benched. You should be blessed. Amen. Listen carefully. There's two things that have to be addressed. What did Yisrael hear? And what did Moshe Rabbeinu tell him? We find that Yisrael was moved. On his own, he was moved. By Yisrael, he was moved and he comes. What did he hear that moved him and he came? Second, we have to see, what did Moshe tell him? And Rashi explains it was for what reason to move him. So what did Yisrael, what was Yisrael told by Moshe that to be moved? What? So in both places, Rashi says it was Kriyas Yamsa v'Melchama Samal. In both places, Rashi says. My question to you is, says the Ramban, if he came after Matan Torah, according to the sheet of the Gemara that he came after Matan Torah, so that means he never saw Matan Torah. That means he never was told by Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm sorry, not, it comes out that he himself didn't know Matan Torah. So why doesn't it say Vayishma Yisrael about Matan Torah? He wasn't there, he didn't see it, this was after. And why is Moshe Rabbeinu not telling him about Matan Torah? So the Ramban says, he did hear about Matan Torah, maybe. And he did come, and he was moved because of Matan Torah, maybe. Because the Pasuk says that he came to this place, the Midbar, Asher Harali Kim Chaynashon, Hashem's mountain, which refers to Har Sinai, Harali Kim. So you see that had something to do with what, no? With Matan Torah that he came. But the Ramban doesn't answer or address the second problem. So why was Moshe not telling him that? He came for Kriyas Yamsuf. He came for Melchemes HaMalek, and still Moshe felt that he must repeat over that story. How come Matan Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't feel that he has to tell him over? That is the question. Another point that has to be addressed. Be'emes, if you look at Rashi, on the pasuk Vayichad Yisrael, which means that after Moshe speaks to him, either he was happy, or he was what? Chidudim, something hurt him, right? Rashi goes and says, what was it? Akol HaToiv, all the good that happened? This is going back on Mon, Be'er, and Torah. So you see that either Yisrael knew about the Matan Torah, and even more specific, it's implied in the pasuk that this is what Moshe told him. Because it's Mashu Vayichad Yisroi is the result of Moshe discussing with him. Moshe speaks to him. The reading of the Pasuk is Vayichad Yisroi. That because of this, as a result of this, continuation of this is that he felt something. Either happy or hurt. And on this Rashi says, Torah. So then you see that Moshe must have said something about it, according to Rashi. He says clearly that that's what the Vayichad Yisroi does. Unless you say that there's a difference between Torah and Matan Torah. Notice, Toivas Haman isn't the way the man was given. It's the thing itself, the good of the object. Habe'er is the good of the...
Well,
it doesn't say the Ness. It says the Toivah. The fact that Hashem did them favors. So Torah in itself is good! But it still doesn't mean that he told them over the miraculous story of Matan Torah. That's probably why the Ramban doesn't say, well, you see, Rashi learns that Moshe told him about Matan Torah. Because he didn't say Matan Torah, it says what? Torah. You want to see what I just did for you? I just learned with you the psukim. I read with you. That most people don't bother reading the words and the text. This is the text of the Chumash. Matan Torah is not part of the essay, part of the speech that Moshe gives to Yisrael. Why not? The Ramban doesn't answer it. Ramban tries for this to prove Kanireh that this would be a proof to the sheetahs that he came before Matan Torah. And therefore he saw it on his own. Okay. I was thinking of a little bit of a different answer to start with, just to be mezak b'derech efsher, and then I'm going to tell you what I really think is a beautiful emistic of pshat. Why Moshe Rabbeinu is not telling Klal Yisrael, excuse me, not telling Yisrael about Matan Torah. The first answer I would say is, according to the Brisker Rav, that he was saying it over. Not so much to be Makariv, Yisrael. But he was doing saying it over to thank Hashem for the Nisan. Al derech, on the derech of what? On the derech of Sipru Kol Niflaisa. That a person has to praise Hashem by repeating and discussing the miracles that he did. I could say an interesting chiluk between the miracles of Kriyas Yamsuf and Melchemes Amalek over the miracles of Matan Torah. Miracles of Melchemes Amalek and Kriyas Yamsuf were for the good of Klal Yisrael to save them. Hashem came the miracles of Matan Torah. The point of it was not to save or to bring a Yeshua to Klal Yisrael. It was, as the Pasuk will soon learn, tells us, in order to bring fear, in order to build up Matan Torah. So maybe those miracles don't have a chiyuv sifru b'klal nifla'isa. There's no chiyuv. Hashem did me a favor. So how do I thank him? By speaking over those miracles. Let's learn what it says here. How could a person thank Hashem? Hashem needs your thank you. Hashem needs your thank you. The answer is, the only thing Hashem could have from you is that you could recognize that he did it. There's nothing that you could repay Hashem with. The only thing that you could do to bring a nachas ruach to Hashem who gave you, I'm going to go one step further, you'll hear a little bit deeper now, is not even the appreciation, but the hakara that it was, and I'll explain to you why. Because why is Hashem doing all these taivas? So the Ramchal tells me, Hashem is doing all this is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Rav Tuv. He's trying to give. He's trying to do you chesed. Ki chafetz chesed, who Hashem enjoys, so to speak, quote unquote, whatever that means. But I'll put him in a simple sense, he appreciates to give. When is it giving? When the person, the recipient, understands that he's getting. Otherwise, the person himself doesn't appreciate the good that he got. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu should appreciate that he gave him that good. Think about it. Why does Hashem need you to say thank you? What does he need it for? And the answer is, there's something inherent in the Kedushas HaBayrav. Ki chafetz chesed, that he wants to do. He wants to give. He wants to make the other person have pleasure. Ramchal tells us that's why we're even here in the first place. That we should earn our own Olam Haba. So what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu have when he gives chesed? The fact that you got, that you were Nehenna, that you enjoyed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed. That itself is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu appreciates. But if you don't appreciate, so that means you don't have Hana. Because someone who takes things for granted doesn't appreciate. Pirush, he doesn't have Hana, he doesn't really enjoy. The only time you enjoy is when you don't take the thing for granted. Do you enjoy the fact that you're here? No, because you take it for granted that you're here. Ultimately you enjoy. But do you have a tanuk for the fact that you're here? No. The moment you realize that it's not a given, and you don't take it for granted, then you enjoy, wow, I hear. Rabbi Shem wants to hear, wow, I hear. So the appreciation of the thing that Hashem has given you That itself is what Hashem appreciates. Because he's a Rav Chesed. He wants to do Chesed to the world. So by saying over the miracles, I'm showing that I appreciate it. That's the pshat. Maybe by something that Hashem is for me, for my benefit, a Yeshua, a Chesed. But could be where Hashem does miracles, not specifically for my gain and benefit, maybe that I gain from it. Matan Torah, Lebavur, Tia, Yerosu, Al Pinechem. Of course it was for our benefit. But it wasn't for our salvation, our Yeshua. Those miracles don't need Sifru B'chal Nifla'isav to show that we appreciate. And Memela, according to the Pshat of the Brisker Rav, I could hear why he didn't tell him about Matan Torah's miracles, but rather about Kriyas Yamsuf and Milchemes Amalek. Did everyone just understand what I said? Daniel, do you agree with what I said?
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, there's something. You think. You have to analyze it and get it. Okay. So I'm going to say it even one more time, because I want you to hear it. Because, Rabotai, listen carefully. The Yesodos of Hashkafa are very much intertwined in the words I just said. It's part of the Yesodos of what Yehudi is. We know Yehudi is that he's able to praise Hashem. Hoda, that everybody knows. I'm sure every person sitting here heard it 1,000 times. But I want you to understand that it's inherent in why we are Yehudim, that we understand the vital role Hoda plays in who we are, in our mitzvos. Ratzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu lezakos es Yisrael. Hashem has given us mitzvahs. Hashem has given us Torah. For what reason? Hashem has given it us because lezakos es Yisrael. He wants to give to Klal Yisrael. It's for our merit, our benefit. Yehudi is not just that we're able to praise Hashem. It's that we accepted His Torah in a way that we understand that we gained from it. Hoidah is not just a side element of quality that we're able to be made. It's that we took Hashem's Torah and we appreciated it. We realize the schus that we have. Ashreinu matoy chalkeinu. And that's Yehudi. Yehudi is not that we're people that thank Hashem. You know, many people say thank God. Everything that I thank, thank God, thank God. You know the famous story with Stalin? You know the story with Stalin?
Stalin.
They say over that Stalin trained the people in Russia to say, thank the father, the Führer. You always have to thank, whatever happened, you have to thank the Führer. The father, the Führer. And then you always have to thank Mother Russia. Mother Russia and Father Führer. That's the way it was. So Stalin supposedly did one of his fluff jobs, his PR jobs. And he went to a classroom to train the kids to say, thank the Führer and thank Mother Russia. He said to a little child, what happens if Father Führer Stalin comes and gives you a bicycle? What would you say? Kid raised his hand. I would say, thank the Führer. What happens if you got a tremendous a house, you bought a house? What are you supposed to say? You're supposed to say, thank the Führer. Everything is thanked the Führer. And the kids were answering the way they're supposed to answer. Then he asked them, what happens if Father Führer dies? The Yiddish kid got up and said, "Then I'll thank the Eibishter." As nagid todah la'el. The Fuhrer was the Stalin. Stalin forced the Jews. Maybe you guys don't know. The Stalin used to force that everything had to be
him.
You have to thank him, the father. You know, it's interesting. Every dictator has this machlok. They said about Saddam Hussein. I don't know what you're supposed to say, Shalom. Aleinu HaShalom, it's probably Aleinu HaShalom to say that he was put out of business, euthanized. He used to ask people, "Tell me, if I give you something, you'll appreciate it?" And he would take away from one and give to the other, right in front of, like a doll. He would just see a kid with a doll, he'd grab it and say, "Here, it's for you." What do you say? He'd say, "Thank you, Saddam." And he had to hear, "Thank you, Saddam." It's a davarshel, but they said it was on the news when he was killed. It was some lady who had happened to her said over this story. She said that he used to confuse people. On one hand, you knew he was a ruthless dictator, Rosha Breitzea, but he was able to get you to say thank you to him because he did you favors that you would want to say thank you to him. It's davarshel pella. Yeah? A Yehudi isn't just that he's able to say thank you. It's deeper. It's that he appreciates. He appreciates the Torah. He appreciates HaKadosh Baruch Hu who gave him the Torah. And we're soon going to see that this is the Taich in Yadus. It's not just that we say thank you. Goyim also know how to say thank you. Thank God. They say thank God on every little thing. But is it a pshat that they believe Ashreinu, Matoyim Chalkeinu, Umanoyim Geirelenu, Umayofu Yerushaseinu? That's something else. That's what it means that a Jew is a Yehudi. That he's more because he realizes, he appreciates what he has. And this, Rabbi Isai, is to be moida that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking for. He's not looking for the external thank you and the covid that comes from the thank you. He's looking for the appreciation of it. And this is Sipru B'chol Nichloisov. The question is going to be, maybe the Chiyu Sipru B'chol Nichloisov could be by miracles which are for our Yeshua. But it's time to say over Hashem's miracles of Matan Torah. Maybe that's not the Chiyu of Sipru B'chol Nichloisov. Maybe. But according to Rashi, that he was doing it to be Makariv. He was talking to Yisrael to be Makariv Yisrael. What greater way to be Makariv Yisrael than to tell him about Matan Torah? The opposite. If the whole inyan of Matan Torah is to make the Mayimit of Mayimit Har Sinai and HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Torah and so on. So what? You have to tell him about Amalek. Better tell him about Mayimit Har Sinai. If I care. Better tell him about Matan Torah than to tell him about Amalek. If your kavana is to Makariv. Tell me, in the seminars, do they talk about the greatness of Torah and Matan Torah, or do they talk about Amalek? I just want to know, what? When you want to be the car of somebody, what do you tell them, by the way, Hashem with Amalek, you would talk about Amalek? I want to know. Anybody here runs a seminar? You run a seminar? Is one of the topics Amalek to discuss the miracles Hashem did to us in Amalek? I never heard that. I would say, talk about Torah, talk about Matan Torah. Especially if there's a chiyuv. Not to forget Maimon Har Sinai. It's one of the chiyuvim. One of the chiyuvim is to teach the future generations Maimon Har Sinai. And the reason for that is because Maimon Har Sinai does play a vital role in our respect for Torah, our want to be an Eved Hashem and a Loimei Torah. So if he wants to be kind of him, that should have been the first thing. The first and main thing to tell him would be about Maimon Har Sinai. Let me tell you what I think the real Teretz is. Maimon Har Sinai cannot be a discussion a story told to you. You had to visually experience it yourself. Yes. I'm telling you, and I was like, let me tell you what I'm doing. What I'm doing is I'm trying to understand why is he not telling him about my Minar Sinai if according to Rashi the Kavanah is Makayev. Bishop, according to the Brisker Rav, maybe Sipra B'chol Neflois if it didn't Yeshua Dikadisa. But according to Rashi, once you Makayev him, my Minar Sinai is it. That's it. What brings Yirah Shemai? My Minar Sinai. You want to be Makayev some? He talked about my Minar Sinai. From generation to generation, Mechuyev to teach my Minar Sinai. You should not forget as a chartis hayoyim hashamatul lefnei Hashem lekecha b'chayiv. You have to remember that maimed. So say it over to Yisrael. He wasn't there. And the answer is certain things you have to be there. It's not enough to give it over. Now you can ask me a question. So then how come there's a mitzvah to give it over to your children? They weren't there. I want you to know a few things. The first thing is, Chazal tell us that every nefesh in Klal Yisrael was actually there. And I never understood, why does it have to be that way? Why is it so important? It has to be that every nefesh is there. It's not a story that can be told to you in a Broadway play. It has to be an experience. All the Zachartas in the Torah, by the way, is a reminder of something that you know. Vizacharta cannot be something taught to you anew. You know this? You know that the word Vizacharta is not teaching. Vizacharta is a reminder. I'll give you an example. There's a mitzvah called Sipu Yetzias Mitzrayim. Then there's a mitzvah called Schiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. You know the difference? When we get closer to Pesach, we'll talk. Reb Chaim Brisker and Reb Brisker Rav and all the Achreinim discuss the difference. There's one simple pshat that most of the Mefarshim say. Sipur is once a year, the night of Pesach, teaching. Every night is Schira. It's a reminder, a quick chazara on what you learned the night of Pesach. The word schira is a reminder. Tiskar is to remember. When a person experiences my Minar Sinai, he can be reminded. And his father can remind his son because his son was also there. But for somebody who was not there, cannot go and tell it to him. You cannot go and give him a story of my Minar Sinai because it's not going to have the effect. Miracles, yeah. You want to get a guy? Yeah, you want to excite a guy? You talk about miracles. Miracle. Get excited. My Minar Sinai doesn't work that way. You had to see it. And when you saw it and you experienced it, it had an effect on you. Yisrael was not there. Agav, there's a famous gra that says that even the neshamas of the geirim were there. The gra says, why is the ger forced from within? There's something, an inner feeling that forces him to become a Jew. I've seen geirim, I spoke to you about this, that they would give up their lives if they couldn't become the ger. If you didn't accept them, they were ready to not live. They couldn't live this way. And that's one of the signs that a Rav accepts a ger. You're not supposed to accept gerim unless you see they're sincere. One of the signs of sincerity is that they say to you, I'm not ready to live on like this. I'm finished. Either you accept me or my life is over. What's the inner calling? The Gaon says that their nefesh was also a Minar Sinai. Their neshamas were also a Minar Sinai. There's another piece to the Gaon that there's many, many people amongst the nations who wanted to become, who wanted to accept the Torah. When the Hashem came to the Gaon and said, accept the Torah, you think everybody said no? Some that said yes. Those that said yes, later on come back. But the Gaon also says that the neshamas and the geirim were not Har Sinai. What about Yisrael? Was Yisrael's neshama on Har Sinai? But that's a little different. It's tricky. Why? Because Yisrael was still alive. So you would have to say some kind of spooky osmosis that Yisrael, on one hand, his nefesh was in him, but at the same time, a trip to some other. I'm a little nervous. For the Mikubalim, this is a, you'll have a field day. This is a field day for the Mikubalim. But I'm not into that shetach. That's not my expertise. But I'm just telling you, it's interesting. Yisrael was not by Maimon Har Sinai. And because he wasn't by Maimon Har Sinai, there was no way to give him to see Maimon Har Sinai. There was no way to even repeat him the entire story with all his details and have him be tofes to understand Maimon Har Sinai. Therefore, he tells the miracles. Yamsul, Chemes HaMalek, all good. Matan Torah remains, so to speak, a mystery. It's not for Yisrael. Not
what's the story of the
so Torah, that's what I'm telling you. He told him about the Torah. Told him there was a good thing. Klal Yisrael got a Torah. But to come and explain to him Maimon Har Sinai, you can't. You can't give it over. Now I'm going to show you that I'm 100% right. Because we're going to discuss what was Maimon Har Sinai. Was it realistic? Was it really there? Or it was a virtual, you know, in English we have something called a virtual reality. It's interesting Shiloh, no? You ever thought about it? You would say, of course it happened, right? I'm going to show you that many Rishonim learned that it never happened, and even that it did happen, it didn't happen the way you think it happened, that you saw it with your own two eyes. Ah, you'll ask me a kasha that the Pasuk says clearly that they saw. It says clearly, the end of Mishpatim, it says they saw! I'm going to show you that not everything that you see at first is what it really is. That's not necessarily the Pshat and the Pasuk. We're going to discuss it right now. If you take a look, the Pasuk, Perik Chof, Pasuk Tezvav, after Aseres HaDibris, it says, V'chol ha'am ro'yim es ha'koyles. Perik Chof, Pasuk Tezvav. You see it? V'chol ha'am ro'yim et ha'kolot v'et ha'lapidim. Do you know anybody who could see a voice, a sound? I'm not sure how that works. Do you know anybody, huh? They saw, but it says that it's a sound. Kyle, you know how to see sound? It's interesting. Do you know anybody who could see sound? You know such a thing?
No such thing.
So Rashi discusses. Says Rashi, how could you see sound? Says Rashi, Roynes Anishma, they saw sound. She Efshalirois b'makamacher. You're right. This is something that can't be done any other time or place. You look at the Rishayim, it was a miracle. It's a mess. It's a miracle that they saw. They saw. Can I ask you a question? Why would they need such a miracle? What's wrong if they heard? What do you have to see for? What's wrong if you hear what's being said? You have to see what's being said. My grandfather Zecher Tzadik Livracha, and the Sefer brings this question. He says, "What's the why? Hamifarshim hitrichu? They have big difficulty to understand. Why would Hashem make a miracle like this? What's the point of this miracle?" So he wants to say that ein adayma real lishmiya. When you see something, it has more of an effect on you than to hear it. And he brings from the Ariyah Kaddish that when you do hagba, you're supposed to look at the words and see the read the words from the letters themselves. You know, yeshiva guys, they stand there putting their face into the sacred Torah because they have to read the words and see it. It comes from the Ariyah Kaddish. Why? It says the Ariyah Kaddish because the words give off a light, a certain oil. And it's not enough just to view it, but you got to really see it till you read it. And that will give off the oil of Torah. The chulei. You can spend some time on it. You're free to look it up in the Ariyah Kaddish. I was thinking to myself, there's a whole Shiloh, if there's a din hefsik on Kriya of Kriya Santeria. Mm-hmm. Now, Betzem, what are you laughing for? Betzem, it's not a real shayla halacha, but a chumra dika shayla. It is to say the chazanish should take off his glasses. Why? Because since there's a din kriya and the glass is mafsik, it separates the eye from the and you want that it should get direct oyer to be mashpi on the eyes. You like it, huh? The white hatters are coming down. The white hatters with the carpets are coming out. Glasses. Is glasses considered the chazanish? We once saw this inside, that in the Chazanish Svarim it's written that not to glasses. So maybe according to the Ariyat Kodesh, also Hagba. So it's not enough, you should stand there and put your face into the Sefer Torah. But if you don't see well, you should get your face right onto the iciest to see. Are you laughing? It's all nice stuff. Good shaylus. Good shaylus. Okay. It says my grandfather Al Kulpanim, this will answer, why did they have to see the Kodesh? And the answer is, because
Endome.
The oyer, the light, the hashpah that came from the kailas, you have much more if you saw it than if you heard it.
And how,
interesting.
And how they saw the kol?
I'm going to soon show you that this kailas that they actually heard was the words of Hashem saying the Aseres Hadibros. Why are you saying like it's so posh? It's not so posh. Most Rishayim don't learn like that. To him it's posh. It's a big shayla. We're going to get it. It's a mechilta. A mechilta learns that what is these kailas? These kailas are the words of Hashem that came through as lightning and thunder. And it went on to the scroll, so to speak, the chaymer of the Aseres Hadibros. So the Ro'inas HaKoilis is to see what? Amish, the words of the Torah. Where does the Mechilta know this from? Koil Hashem Chaytzei Lahavlis Eish. The Koil of Hashem came forth as Eish, as fire. Torah is called Eish Das. Says the Mechilta that these Koilis are the words of Hashem which came as fire! And it carved out onto the Aseres Hadibros, the actual Aseres Hadibros, the Torah, v'chulei v'chulei. So to see the Kailas, I understand now, is very similar to seeing the words of the Torah of Hagba that my grandfather compares to what Ari said, that you're supposed to watch, see the actual words. But we're going to have to discuss this a little bit more. What are these Kailas? What are they? Before we get to this, I want to ask you a bunch of questions to show you that if you think you understood it by just saying over the Mechilta, Kailais, Arizal, you're very far from the truth. And I'll explain to you what I mean. If you take a look, if you notice, where does it say that they saw the Kailais? Before Matan Torah? Before the Torah was given, during Matan Torah, or after the Torah was given? They may not push the reading of the Pesukim. It's after. It's a double shel pella. Nobody notices this. It's something you should notice. It doesn't say during Matan Torah they saw the Kailas. It says it where? It says it afterwards. Many Rishonim learn. The Ramban, the Abarbanel speaks about it. That actually, this is nothing new. This was the old story, but the Torah somehow felt to stop in the middle with Aseres Hadibros. Then it goes back to the original Cholam Rayim Es HaKailos. It's like Ein Muk B'Mukher. It's like a continuing that you should know, and now I'm going to keep on telling you the story. We'll take a little break. I'll give you the Aseres Hadibros, and now I'll continue with what really happened before Matan Torah. Interesting, huh? Comes out, so really, I ain't book the book of my Torah. It's interesting. The whole thing is not in there. It was Matan Torah, Aseres Hadibros. Then we go back to Matan Torah. By the way, I want to give you a little more information. Bali HaToysis disagree with this. And they say, Parsha Zupsucha. It starts with an open Parsha, Kolam Raimus HaKailus. Why? Because it's a new Parsha. And this was actually after Matan Torah. After Matan Torah, the Kolam Raimus HaKailus. This is not the kailas of Matan Torah.
What do the next pasuk?
Nothing. That's the question. It's a very interesting. Something's wrong here. If you're not taught the Matan Torah, and it's a whole new story. Right. Then it says further. So what happened? Something's not right here. Something is not mesudah here. The Bali HaTos say this pasuk happened after Matan Torah. What happened? Good, but that's to learn that this happened before. But according to the Bali HaTos, this happened after. Parshazu. Y'all read it. You think I make it up? Here. Bali HaTos. I'll read it for you. Here. Barbanel, Barichas, he brings two sheetas. Famous Torah. Says the alien Basik. Yeah, you listen to this, unbelievable stuff. The Cholom Royinus, Akoilus, Salapidin. Parshazu Psucha. Kihi Maiso Bifnei Atzmo. Akra Yud Hadibris. It's a new story after Aseres Hadibris. What's he saying? I don't know. It's what's talking about. And the answer is Hashem made a miracle that you could. So whatever it is, when did it happen? My friend, you ask a good kasha. You know who asked this kasha? Rashi. Rashi says, how could you hear sound? And the answer is, you're right, you can. Here! They were able to hear sound. Say the Mepharshim, it was a nest. So my grandfather was, what do you need the nest for? The answer is, if I see it, it's more than I hear. Okay. But when did this happen? This didn't happen before Matan Torah. Good. Now. Can I ask you another question? If you take a look at Perek Yud Tes, Pasuk Tes. Does anybody like to read and then say to himself, well, there's a very big contradiction going on over here? Yeah? No? Yes! What? Bavur?
Ishma ha'am bedabri.
Oh, Bavur Ishma ha'am bedabri. They heard? I thought you said they saw. Why would the pasuk say that they would hear?
From him.
Say Bavur Shiru, they should see. I mean, if you're teaching me that they saw, no? The answer is, I'm sorry, before the answer, the question is, so why would you say that they saw? Say more, say that they heard. I'm sorry, so why you say that they heard? You should say that they saw. The answer could be, the way we're learning, it's Gargishmak, right? Because this was before Matan Torah. This was after Matan Torah. Two different stories. Before Matan Torah, they heard. After Matan Torah, they saw. And to throw into the mix, I'll tell you over a Gevaldige Pshat from the Brisker Rav, which is Mamash Muchach in the Psukim. Bavur Yishma'a B'dabri Imach. When I speak to you, they should hear. But then afterwards, they complain. Klal Yisrael said, Ritzayneinu Lirais Es Malkeinu. Why are you talking to Moshe? Moshe speak to us. We don't need no shlichim. Talk to us directly. And what does Hashem say? Fine, I'll talk to you directly. If you notice, when does it say Lech Vigbalta Sa'am? Where does it say it? When Hashem originally tells him that he's going to talk to him, or afterwards? When was the Chiyav Agbala and the Chiyav to be Pirish Manaish and all these halachas? The second time. Why, says the Brisker Rav? Because the first time was only Bavur Yishma'a B'dabri Imach. They're going to hear as I talk to you. They complained. They didn't want that. So Hashem says, oh, you want me to talk to you directly? Oh, it's a whole new set of rules. There's a chiyav hagbalah. And then there's a chiyav hachana for mikveh. There's a chiyav prisham and isha. There's many halachas. When you are in the presence of Hashem, that He is talking directly to you, there's a different set of laws. So originally, it was only Bavur Yishma ha'am b'dabri imach. Like Dilma, or we could say Gargishmak. That originally it was Yishmak. And Royines HaKoilus was their Yishmak.
He spoke to Moshe and they saw him?
No. This is not Shmia. This was not intended for Riyah. It was intended for Shmia that became Riyah. Mm-hmm. Let's start again. The way the Brisker of learns, originally the plan was Hashem will talk to Moshe. Klal Yisrael will overhear the conversation. They were upset. Tzeinenu liroi smalkenu. Chazal tell us, they complain, talk to us directly. Dabra ato imanu v'nishma. We want to hear directly from you. So Hashem says, oh, in that case, oh, special halachas.
Seeing it.
Okay. Says the Brisker of, that's the royin. That's the chelik of seeing. According to this, comes out Gar Gishmak, right? So it's not a contradiction that it says Yishma, and later it says Riyah, because it's talking about two different scenarios. And Dilma, all we could say, and this I hold is true, and we'll explain it to you in great depth. It was Shmia. Not only it was Shmia, physically it was Shmia. Spiritually, it was real. You ask me a question. How could it be? How could the senses of eye see sound? And the Torah says, who said it's with senses? With senses, it was Shmia. In Ruchnius, it was real, and I'll explain to you. I'm not finished yet. But I'll prove it to you first, so you'll realize that I'm 100% right. You notice that when a slave wants to stay by his master, we pierce something. You know what we pierce?
His ear.
Why the ear, says Rashi? Oizen Shishama al Har Sinai. Oizen Shishama al Har Sinai? I thought you just said that Rainas HaKoyos. The Mechilta just told me that they were able to see it. So why Rain? Why Shmia? Why Oizen? Okay. So the answer is, I just told you that according to the Manda Omri, that the Koilos are broken. I'm sorry, the Koilos. Okay, so let me tell you a piece of information. Maybe I didn't get in order. Tell me what these Koilos are. Royinus HaKoil. What are they? So it's Machlaikis, the Rishayim. Rashi learns, they heard Hadibris Yoitzes Mepiach Kodesh Baruch. Go ahead, look it up. Make it. I'm not making it up. Royinus HaKoilos, the Rashi! No? What does Rashi say they are? That's the first Rashi. The second one, no?
Ru'im et anishma.
Third Rashi. This is the piece, the next line, the next two words, no? Could you read me the Rashi? Ru'im et anishma, glad, no? Hayotzim et piagvur. The koilos that came from Hashem, it came directly. They heard Aseres HaDibros. The Mechilta is just telling me that those Aseres HaDibros came as bombs, came as torpedoes, fireballs, because Hashem is fire and His word is fire. But they heard the Dibros. The Rashbam learns, it's talking about the Koilos of Brachim, thunders and lightnings and fire. It has nothing to do with the Aseres HaDibros. Look at the Rashbam, read the Rashbam. Habarad Ba'avon, the stones, the hail, it was fire, it was noise, it was shofar, it was a loud situation, but it had nothing to do with Aseres HaDibros. But according to Rashi, it was the Aseres HaDibros. If they saw the Koilos, Rashi says it was the Aseres HaDibros. So why is it always Shisham al Har Sinai? It should be the eyes that saw al Har Sinai. So someone's going to say, yeah, what do you want to pierce his eyes? I hear it. Maybe because of the ear you could pierce. But that's not what the Rashi says. Rashi says it's because the ear that heard it. Today, believe me, they'll come up with an eights on how to pierce eyes. They have your eye piercings? The eyelids. Okay. So I see you know too much bikis in that. I see you know too much. Tell me, Daniel, you don't like my kasha? Who asks kasha? I take the chazal and I choke it. I'm choking the chazal. What are you saying? What are you telling me? You tell me, on one hand, you tell me they saw it. On the other hand, and you tell me, because it's not enough to hear it. You got to see it. So how could chazal turn around? Rashi brings it down. Rashi brings down, oh, he's a shisham. Let me tell you over a little bit reshining on what Royinas HaKaylos mean. Maybe it'll give us a little more understanding to be Miyashim the Kasha. The Torah says, Royinas HaKaylos? What are you talking about? Who sees Kaylos? And the answer is that Shmiya and Riya is interchangeable, but you don't mean much. Love Davka. Royinas HaKaylos experienced it. Yeah, I heard it, I saw it. He says, sometimes... see, what do you see? I heard, I'm telling you, I'm talking to you. Sometimes it becomes interchangeable. The Chizkuni says when you hear something, and it's not just you heard it, but you accept it, and you know it for a fact, we could use a stronger language as Ru. Chalam, it's not just they heard it, but they heard it and saw it, and they saw it? No, but they heard it. It's so clear, and it was so barur. I saw another pshat in the Rishayim. When you want to talk about hearing, use the word shmia. When you want to talk about understanding, use the word ru'u, ria. Ru'u ki Hashem nasan l'chem es ha-Shabbos. Can't see the Shabbos. You can hear that I'm telling you that, right? So when I say Shimu, I mean literally to hear. When I say Ru'u, I mean to comprehend. It's a deeper hearing. Famous pshat that everybody says, Vayishma Yisroi, Mashmur Shamu Ba. It's not enough to hear, but it's to hear and comprehend and to be moved. When you want to talk about... I understand. That's by Yisrael. It's by Yisrael. Because there it's not that he... He heard it. Okay, it's not important. The point is, whenever you want to discuss Havana, you don't just say Shmir. You say Riyah. You discuss Riyah. I want to show you what bothers me here in the Pasuk, and then you'll see how beautiful this Pshat of the Rishonim is. The Chal Ha'am Royinas HaKayos. What's the Chiddush of the Chal Ha'am? Just say, the people. Ha'am Royinas, what's the Chal? All the people. So Rashi says a nice drasha that even the ones who were blind were able to see. Wait a second. Even the ones who were blind were able to see. You're talking about a physical seeing? And that's the whole pshat in the Pasuk then? According to Rashi, it would come out that the v'chal means blind people, that even though they were blind, they were able to see because they became seen. They became healthy. But you're anyway not talking about the physical things that happened there. You're talking about Aseres Hadibros. So what's the v'chal on? Now I want to tell you further. Actually, it's not learned from that pasuk. Look at this, look at the Rishayim. It's not learned from the V'chal Am Raimus HaKailas. That the blind were able to see is learned from a different pasuk. You have it? You have it? The Sifsacham asked for Kasha? Here.
The
Ducha. Oh, Abel Gab. Here. Learned out from this part. Who wants to look at Yud Tes Yud Aleph? Look at Yud Tes Yud Aleph, the Rashi. Go ahead, look at the Rashi. Yud Tes Yud Aleph.
No? Mechonim?
Yeah? La'ene Kalam.
Malamet Shlo Haya Bahem Suma.
So we already learned it. It says clearly that by Matan Torah, La'ene Kalam. I want you to pay attention. Ainei kalam. What does ainei kalam mean? You say it. Ainei kalam. Lame. Lahaya behem suma. Sorry. I want you like that result to get it into your eyes. What's ainei kalam?
Take your glasses.
So Rashi already said it. Actually, here it's gevaldige kasha, beautiful. Here, Rashi already taught me ainei kalam that they didn't. That they weren't blind. Let me ask you another kasha. It says, Vayar Kala. they saw all the kailas. Does Rashi say only the blind got healed? Even the ones that were limping and even the ones that had this disease or that disease, everybody got healthy. How does that have to do with Vayar Kalam? It's HaKailas. What? You come and say, that they saw. What does it mean that they all became healthy? I'm going to tell you what I think the Parshat Pshat is. I want to know, what was this seeing? Was it reality? Did they see a realistic thing? Or it was a nevuah? The Rambam, the Meir Nevuchim, and the Barbanel, big discussions. Was it mukhshi? Or was it meduma? Was this really happening? Because someone stood there and he would look. You know, I once went to a park with my kids a year ago, and they had this virtual thing. You ever see the way that? And you hear them screaming and yelling, and everybody's looking at them like, "Meshugayim." You know who was mechadish that ride? The Torah by Maimon Har Sinai. It says that everybody was vayaris hakayilus, vayanu, vayamdu mirachay. They were shaking, and everybody's looking at them. These guys are just Jews are crazy. What are they shaking for? What? There's nothing there. There's nothing there. Originally, the kailos, was it le'enei kol Yisrael that they saw? Originally, was it le'enei kol Yisrael? Yeah. So the sumim were able to see. That's a chiddush. Le'enei kol Yisrael physically. This vayaris hakailos is something completely different. This was deep. They saw something else. This was nevuah. Could a person who's a chigar have nevuah? No. This has nothing to do with sight. V'chala amrayin sakailas has to do with nevuah. Mele it's a chiddush. V'chala am? Even what? Even those that were sick and broken, everybody got healed.
Why is that stopping nevuah?
Why? Because that's halach. The Rambam brings it down. That ein hakadosh baruch hu shayir al kli shavu. You have to be complete. That's one of the. Yes, that's a whole perik in the Rambam. That's halach and mice in the Rambam. Who says Torah? Like, I want to know. You ever heard this? This is givaldic. You see the Rashi? I showed you an open Rashi. Rashi says two places the same thing. What does he say? We already learned that the blind saw. We learned this already. We learned in the beginning, Leini Kol Yisrael, you test in the beginning, not here in V'chalam. And the answer is, V'chalam Reines HaKailai, Yisrubuah. How can you be a Navi if you're blind, if you're this, if you're that? The answer is, Rabbi Hashem healed everybody. That's V'chalam. Chiddush is everybody was able to see. They all became Nevi'im. Everybody at Maimon Har Sinai became a Navi. Now we have a pshat, you hear? It wasn't just what Rabbi sight. Let me ask you a question. A Navi gets a vision. Does he see it?
No.
Is it there?
No, it's in his head.
But does he see it? Sees it.
Of course. Imagination.
Of course, yeah. Virtually, he sees it. Virtually.
What does a Navi see that's there? At the same time, it's not there.
Physically, it's not.
Huh?
No picture.
An image.
Does anybody remember the Gal Shel Atzam, Mr. Yecheskel? Remember such a story?
Yeah.
Was it there? What?
Of course.
What was there?
Of course he was. He came to the valley and...
came there and he saw it.
Right, right.
I don't know. So I'm looking.
Of course he was there.
They said, yeah. No, they didn't see it. So why would everybody say that if it's, that's not what it says in the Pasuk?
He saw it with his own eyes.
They were there.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. There are things that are there that we're just not on the Madrega to see. There are things that are there and that we're not on the Madrega to see. The Navi is able to see, but normal eyes can't see. It's possible that we can't see sound because we're not roi to see sound. I'll tell you a mashal. Is sound a physical thing? Does anybody know if sound is physical? Oh, the sound barrier. We all know that, right? It's what they call the currents that go against the walls, the bound, right? The waves, sound waves. They're not there. They're there, but just we can't see it. Royinus Hanishma, they were on a certain darga. They were able to see sound. This was the kayach of a Navi, to see sound. To see something which is there, but the eye can't necessarily pick it up. So of course it's Oizus Shishama. It is Oizus Shishama in the physical world, especially to the person who's not keeping the Torah. This is what I'm trying to get at. Was it Vayaris HaKailus? When was this? And the answer is Vayaris HaKailus after they experienced Matan Torah. You can't take a Maimon Har Sinai and give it to a person to understand. It's like explaining color to a blind man. You cannot take color and explain it to someone who never saw it. Maimon Har Sinai is the same thing because it's a spiritual Maimon. So either you experience it or you don't. It can't be explained. Can I explain to you a spiritual thing? There's nothing. Either you see it or you don't see it. Once you see it, then we can talk about it. What am I going to tell you? Fireballs. What am I going to tell you? It was skies and boomings. Okay, the Broadway plays at the same thing. You're right. What kind of play? It was unbelievable. And Wizard of Oz. It came and it was blowing up. And, okay, very good. Now, that's not what this was about. This was a spiritual chizayah that cannot be told to Yisrael. Yisrael couldn't have been explained. It's like giving a blind man to be understand colors. But when did this happen? This happened after Maimon Har Sinai. They're only able to see it after Aseres HaDibros, after they said Masav Nishma. That's the pshat. We ask, why all of a sudden do you stop? And then Vayaris HaKailus. Vayanu Vayamdu Meirachai. They were far away. That's why the pasuk continues. They were far away. Does that mean that they didn't see it? They saw. You could see very far away. The pasuk is stressing that it wasn't a physical reading. Otherwise, what's Vayam de Merachim? What are you trying to say? That they were far away? Chassidus Sfarim are busy with this yisoid. Vayam de Merachim, that they, as close as they got, they realize how far they really are. All right. I'm not saying it's nice Torah. It's truthfully in pshat, it's gevaldik. They saw regardless of how far they were, because it wasn't about their physical eyes seeing. I want to show you over a few kashas that the Abarbanel asks. It's also misyasha with this. The Abarbanel asks, why do we have to talk about as hakoylois, as halapidim? Why don't you talk about that they saw Hashem? V'hina Yisrael me'akoyle l'kipachtu. They heard Hashem's voice. So they were afraid of Hashem. You speak to us or we're going to die. So why does it say that they got scared of what? Of the thunders and the lightnings. You hear the Barbanel's kasha? So according to the Mechilta, it's beautiful. Because the Koyle Yisubrakim was what? It was the Dvar Hashem. Okay. Second question. It says in the pasuk, "Lebavur nasois eschem bo alokim." The Maimon Har Sinai was to test you. What kind of test could it be? What's this test? Hayeluch b'seirasi b'loy. What does Maimon Har Sinai have to do with the test? Beautiful question. You ever think about it? "Ki lebavur nasois eschem bo alokim." Hashem came to you on Maimon Har Sinai to test you. What kind of test? Mishlam by the mon, it's a test. We know the test. The test of Parnassus. When he's looking at it. You never knew Pshat the Pasuk. What's Pshat the Pasuk? So he learns Lanasois. It's the test. What's that? What kind of test? And then he says a Gemal Gezach. What was it? The Pasuk says clearly. It says in the Pasuk. Kima, what was the Nisayin? Lanasois Eschabali. Kim. That you should have fear from him. Ubavur tia yirasa. You should have fear. And then the pasuk turns around. No, Al Tiru. Moshe says, don't be afraid. Hashem is making this whole thing that they should be afraid. And then what does Moshe Rabbeinu tell him? Al Tiru, don't be afraid. Hashem is just testing you. Oh my gosh, I look at that Barbara, I love him. Barbara asks some questions and something's wrong here. Hashem is doing this to test you, so you should be afraid. He's telling you that. Don't worry about it. Don't be afraid. I don't like the kasha. Repeat the pasuk. These guys think I just made it up. Read it. No? No, read the pasuk. No, not Nisan. Just because you're not sitting in your regular seat doesn't mean your job is finished. You still have the same job. Don't be afraid. Why? Hashem is coming to test you in order that you should have his fear on his face and you shouldn't do sin. So, what do you tell him not to be afraid? Let me teach you a few things. Gal Einai, open up my eyes. The Abita Niflaois Mitairasel. It's a pasuk. Open my eyes that I should view wonders from your Torah. What is it referring to? Does anybody know what the pasuk is referring to? And the answer is, there are certain things which aren't physical, spiritual experiences that are in the Torah. Gal Einai. Notice the words. Doesn't say open up my mind. Open my eyes that I should vision wonders from your Torah. I'm going to discuss something with you which is somewhat controversial, and I'll show you the importance of understanding this. You know, there's a whole business called the codes. It's a good money maker when you read the codes. Is it bad? I don't know. It's not a question of bad or good. That is not what Geirul Hagra is all about. Because that's what a computer can do. A computer is able to make codes. Geirul Hagra, unfortunately, there are many who believe that anybody that has a chumash and knows math is able to make Geirul Hagra. That's not true. Geirul Hagra is a spiritual calculation given to a spiritual person who is a person who has Torah soaked into his whole mahut, and he's able to see in the Torah asidus niflois, spiritual situations from the Torah. It's clear, all the achrenim write, that Geirul Hagra is not what you did, it's who does it. Geirul Hagra is not just, if you take Pasuk Aleph and Pasuk Zion, you put Pachas and you have over there Rabin's death. That's not what Geirul Hagra is about. Gal Einai, David HaMelech is saying, tell me, you don't think if the great geniuses of today's times are able to figure out things in the Chumash, David HaMelech wasn't on that level? Why does he have to be mispala gal einai v'abita neflois miteresach? The answer is that it takes a tremendous siyata d'shmaya, an opening of the eye to be able to see what's not written, but able to learn from the Torah realities which are not out clear in front of you. Gal Einai Ve'abita Niflois Miteresach. What is fear? When is a person afraid of something? Let's discuss fear. There's something called Yiras Shamayim. Fear of heaven. What are you afraid of when you're afraid of heaven? Anybody know what you're afraid of exactly? So you can have Yiras Oynish. Okay, I understand. You're afraid. The boo-boo hurts. That's not when we talk Yira. We don't mean that. We talk Yiras Haroyos. Fear of Hashem's greatness. What are you afraid of? Now let me tell you something. Chazal tell us, loy nitzer, barakim ra'am, thunders and lightnings, what are they created? They created liyashira kmumiya shibalei, to straighten the crookedness of the heart. Marim brachas, rotan halacha. How does that do that? So many want to say it's fear. Get a burst of thunder and lightning. Ooh, that was scary. Ooh, that scared me. Ooh, now I'm scared. That straightened me out. Tell me, you know anybody that did shoot because they heard a lightning? I don't know one person. You know anybody that said, "Why don't you move from shoot while I heard a lightning and really got me?" I'm just wondering. If you find that person, I'd like to meet him.
I'd like to go.
You know such a person?
You know that's what it's supposed to do.
You know what it's supposed to do. So you know what my shear is supposed to mean, so why is it the same thing? That's what I'm getting at. People think that a lightning's scary. That's for a little kid. A little kid gets scared when he's 4 years old, he gets scared of lightning. When he reaches 6 or 7, he ain't scared of nothing. Believe me, the only thing that's scary is that when he behaves like lightning and it runs around like lightning, and then the parents are scared. That's the only fear of lightning that he has to do with lightning. Let me explain. A person in this world feels his destiny is in his own hands. The moment he's confronted with supernatural, the moment he's confronted with something which is beyond his regular realm, he gets frightened. Why? Because he realizes that there's something bigger, something more than him and his destiny. A person's security is that he has his destiny in his own hands. The moment he sees something which is greater and bigger than him, it frightens him. The word akmumius is a very interesting word. Akmumius is the crookedness of the heart. Man lives with the inner peace that he's in control. And to straighten that out is straightening out Akmumiyah Shibalev, to believe that there's something bigger and there's something more that's running this world. When Hashem personifies himself in a way which is different than the regular, strong strength. Kailai Sabrach, you ever think about it? Why would it be that Matan Torah needed Kailai Sabrach? What's the Poshup shot? Why is Matan Torah, what is it? A TV show, it has to be with what do they call that? With prep. What?
Special effects.
Bombings and noises and Kal Shaifer. The Matziv is such that it's beyond the regular, the regular daily routine. Something different. The special effects is special. It's not the effects, it's the special effects that it's different. That it's something unique. Something happened. It's out of the ordinary. The fear is not a physical fear. but then there's a fear that Hashem runs the world. That's a different type of fear. But Moshe Rabbeinu was saying to them like this, Hayom Moshe of Altiro, don't be physically afraid of what's happening. Kila Babur Nasis Eskam Bali Kim. Hashem is testing. What is he testing? Famous Lashon of the Pasuk. If Im Yesh Hashem Bekirbach. The test, the greatest test to a person is realizing and accepting that there's a higher being. That's Pshat Boali Kim. Kila Vavur Nasis Eschem Boali Kim. Bavur Tia Yirosai Al Pnecha. Not Yira, Yirosai Al Pnecha. It's a different fear. It's the fear of Hashem. It's not afraid of the of what's there. It's afraid of the smallness of the person, and that there's a bigger being that's above. And that's the desire. That's the no test, huh?
You have no control of anything.
You have no control of it.
Nothing.
The world is not revolved in its normal.
That's the biggest fear that I have.
The biggest fear that a person can have. You should know people are afraid of the end of the world. You know what they're afraid of? What are they afraid of? You'll die anyways. What's the difference? Lost the control. The world is coming to an end. You don't agree?
It turns out that if a person will not, should not even have any surroundings.
If a person is a real maimon,
shouldn't have any surroundings because everything is in Hashem's hand.
But this itself is already fear.
That itself is Yisra'elis.
You
don't have to feel! The word feel! I didn't want the word feel! That's what I'm teaching you, and it's not about feelings!
Why are you supposed to feel it? It's
other than feelings. It's not in the Hergish, it's in the Maisa. It's in the Chefza. There's an act of Yira. You know, they all ask the Kasha. Yira B'tachin. It's not a steer. B'chlan not a steer. It's awe. It's something completely different. It's inspired from awe and not fear. That's what the Pasuk is saying. Don't be afraid! Not fear. Not the emotion of fear. It's the Havana. Vayaris ha-kailos, v'es ha-brokim, v'es ha-lepidim. When a person is gal-einai, eyes open up and he sees. You know how you could do that? Only after experiencing Matan Torah. It's only after hearing Aser HaSatavos. Otherwise, it's beautiful. How does the Ramban say, Nisim come and Nisim go? You can't get anybody with Nisim, you know? You can tell them the most miraculous, spectacular things, and it goes in one ear, comes out the other. He's moved emotionally from the miracles. But the Teichin Adam doesn't get moved by the miracle. It's a Hakara. It's a Vayar. It's a Kaila. It's a Brokim. It's a Lapidim. Havana. It's understanding. And that Havana only comes after a person learns and internalizes Torah. And I want to show you this with this Aleph. If you take a look, we spoke about this many times. Torah is Gevaldik and Torah is. His oyster and happiness. And tell it to a guy who thinks you're crazy. Crazy. Well, the whole speak to a bentoyer. Okay, so what do you want? So what? Okay, it's a rag. Okay, it's a pshat and a rag. Okay, now what? What do you want to? Simcha, gishmak, givaldik. Yeah, I want to show you something interesting. Nobody knows here. Maybe some know, but not everybody knows. The Rashiva of the Mir is very, very simple. Shmuel Birnbaum is very, very simple. You tell it to some, you know, he's his first. What are you talking about? We just saw him. He's saying Shurim. There's a picture of him saying a Shir by a Chasim. He starts saying Shurim by the Chasim. Now he goes to the Chasim. After the Chuppah, he sits down. Rabbi said, let's go say Shir. He sits like, last week's paper, there was a picture of him saying Shir by a Chasim. It's a new thing. He says Shurim not by the Chasim. You'd never know that he's deathly ill.
Why?
He's not living in the same realm that we live in. By him, Torah is the greatest chayim that there could be. Can you look at it? What? And the answer is, you'll never understand it. Tamu uru'u hitayv Hashem. It's very interesting. Te'ima is what? It's taste. Ru'u is sight. So what's tamu uru'u? Tamu v'teidu. Tamu uru'u hitayv Hashem. It should say, ta'amu the teidu, and you'll know. And the answer is Riyah. There's a certain sight which comes from once you're within, that you're learning and you're davening. You'll see things that most people don't see. Ru'u ki toiv Hashem. The Mishnah says, Eizehu hi derech yishara. I'm sorry, not Eizehu. Paspa melech toichal, umayim bam surah tishna. If you do it, what does it mean if you do it? It's just say, it's good to do. So Rabbi Lopyan and all the Mashkichim, they say, once you do it, you'll see, you'll be good. But you have to do it. The only way you could see the toiv of it is when you're in it and you do it and you experience it. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't convey to Yisrael. As a matter of fact, Yisrael couldn't stay. Why didn't Yisrael stay? Yisrael was so moved. He was moved. What happened? He ended up going back. Why did he go back? So if he came after Matan Torah, that's a different shmuz. But if he came before Matan Torah, it makes a lot of sense. It couldn't have any hashpah on him because he didn't experience it. That's what we saw in the shoe. About the tzad that he came before. What happened? He didn't experience it. He couldn't experience Matan Torah. Miracles. Okay, very good. Miracles. It's exciting. It's moving. But it still doesn't go to become genuinely inside. This is the pshat. Ayaris, Akailis, and Sabrokin. After Matan Torah, you see the whole new world once you're in the learning. What do I want to get at? I'll tell you what I want to get at. There's this very difficult for me to convey the hergation that I have what it means to learn. I try. Every week I come here and I try my best to tell you what it means to learn a Toisus. And I get frustrated at times where whatever I say, how can I give you to understand this? And I realized that there's no way to do that. The only way is by doing it, and you'll see it yourself. It has to be that you, yourself, through the Torah, experience these niflois, and these toivois, the good things. Yisrael came to learn. Yisrael wanted to learn. Yisrael came to hear. He was interested. He took a trip to the Midbar to learn. It didn't last because he was being given and spoon-fed by Moshe Rabbeinu. It doesn't work. It does not work. Yes, you'll hear. It's nice. It's good. You'll get excited. It's all wonderful. But it's not going to be that you yourself are Vayaris, Achailus, and Sabrabi. Call her up. Everybody. Everybody was able to see, no matter how big, kolam is mashma everybody. Do you know that the word always refers to the Arab? You know that? I was thinking maybe b'chol ha'am is stressing even the Arab Rav. Even the Arab Rav was able to see, because that's the koch of Torah. The koch of Torah is to straighten out a kamum yishimalev. It straightens out all the crookedness of the heart. A person has to, in Yiddish we call it ligin learning. You've got to dwell into the learning to such an extent that the learning, you see things that most people don't see. You understand things that most people don't understand. And there is no way that you could discuss it, and there's no way to teach it by showing you and talking to you. It never works. Again, is it bad? No. Will you have from it? Yes. But to understand fully what we're talking about, it's experiencing it itself from the Torah. Gal Einai. V'abita niflois mi Torah Secha. I was thinking, it doesn't say Gal Einai v'abita niflois bi Torah Secha. No? Gal Einai v'abita niflois mi Torah Secha. It comes from the Torah itself. Yeah? Makatuv. Gal Einai v'abita niflois mi Torah Techa. It's the words of the Torah themselves give open. It opens the eyes.
Talks to you.
Huh?
Talks to you.
Talks to you. It's teaching you. It gives you to see the flaws. Wondrous things that nobody will see. You'll see. Mark my words. Try it. The day that you learn bi'yun. And I don't mean bi'yun means your bochber. That's not what I meant. Bi'yun means that you dwell into it like Maimon Harsinai. That's Vayar, that's Mevin, that you go into an understanding, you will deduce from it spiritual hergeshim, guidance in your life. Gal Einai v'abita niflois b'Torah Secha. There is no way to get it by just talk. It's experience. Torah is an experience. I wish you all that you should be zeichu. Experience Maimon Har Sinai. Experience. It will heal. It will heal all the problems. That's what the Tach. It will heal all the problems, Maimon Har Sinai. Because everything is from the experience of Torah. Zaychat, have a good week. We'll see you in the chat.